Book critic John Leonard has a review of Woodcutters by Austrian writer Thomas Bernhardt. Bernhardt grew up in Salzburg and Vienna and studied music before becoming a writer. He's won several literary and poetry prizes in Germany. Woodcutters was first published there in 1984. The novel is set in a bleak corner of the Viennese art world.
It would be a big mistake to think that Thomas Bernhardt is making fun of the artists and intellectuals in his novels, for whom consciousness itself is a disease, and contempt and despair the only permissible emotions, and insanity or death the only cure. These monomaniacs feel bad because bad is the only way to feel. It's clear by now from books like Gargoyles, Concrete, and Gathering Evidence that the Austrian novelist and playwright feels just as bad as his characters, who hate the provinces and Vienna, the family and society, democracy and sex. Bernhardt's often compared to Kafka and Beckett, but compared to Bernhardt, Kafka is Mary Poppins, and Beckett is Chuckles the Clown on the old Mary Tyler Moore TV show. Like Concrete, Bernhardt's new novel, Woodcutters, is all one paragraph. We are trapped in the mind of a Viennese novelist, as in Concrete we were trapped in the mind of a Viennese music critic. This nameless novelist goes to a very late dinner party of potato soup and boiled pike at the apartment of friends he has avoided for more than 20 years. The occasion is to honor an actor who's a smashing success in a new production of Ibsen's The Wild Duck. In fact, most of the guests have just come from the funeral of an old acquaintance, a ballerina who hanged herself, about whom they all feel guilty or ought to. Like the self-lacerating novelist and the tiresomely talkative actor and the dead dancer, everyone in the novel is in some way an artistic also-ran, a composer of Webern-like fragments, a painter of chic tapestries, a singer of disconsolate Lieder, a Viennese Gertrude Stein, and a Viennese Virginia Woolf, and so on. They were young and geniuses together in the 1950s. They are this evening middle-aged, compromised, corrupt, and hateful. They will end up screaming their guilt and disappointment at one another. The novelist sits in a wing chair in the dark, looking into a music room lit like a stage. The others are fixed, as if in aspic, the discharge of his interior harangue. He savages their social hypocrisy, their artistic pretension, their parasitic emotional lives, their moral negligence, and their eating habits. He also savages his own. In the end, he says, there was always much less left of me than there was of them. I hated Vienna, yet found it somehow touching. I cursed these people, yet could not help loving them. It seems to be nobody's fault that they are all inadequate and unhappy. We are born to die, and the rest is babbling in the dark. The reader emerging from this claustrophobic incantation won't love anybody. No wonder the ballerina hanged herself. But there's also a terrible obsessive power to woodcutters, a merciless piling on of details so exact they burn, of noticings so scalpel-sharp they sever our connection to any easy piety or lazy comfort or mercy or forgiveness. This is a wounded mind like the century it lives in, at the end of its tether. There a Beckett barks and a Bernhardt bites.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine and is a columnist for New York Newsday. He reviewed Woodcutters by Thomas Bernhardt.